Welcome, dear listeners. This is the Pacifica Audit Committee of 2014. This is January 27th, 2015. My name is Fred Blair. I am the interim chair of the Audit Committee. Kim Kaufman is our secretary. Kim, you want to take a roll?
Okay, Fred Blair.
Present.
Maria Elena Castellanos. Jose Luis Fuentes asked for an absence. Jane Gatewood.
Present.
Donald Goldmacher.
Present.
William Heerwagon.
Present.
Kim Kaufman here. Hank Lamb.
Present.
Robert Mark.
Present.
Brenda Medina asked for an excused absence. And Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence?
Here.
Okay. Carolyn Burden?
Here.
And Frank Lefevre? And Richard Uzel? Okay, that's quorum.
Okay,
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
I would move to approve the requested excused absences for Jose, Louis, and
Brenda Medina. Lucis, is this Hank?
No, it's Robert Mark.
Oh, Robert. Okay, is there any objection to approving the excused absences of Brenda Medina and Jose Luis Fuentes?
No.
Hearing none, the motion passes to approve their absences. I guess the first item of business is to set an agenda. I didn't send an agenda out. I've been busy all day. Yesterday's email that I sent out to the committee, basically it was the only agenda item was to go over the status of the 2013 audit. And we have some information from the auditors that we received in the last 2 days that's been sent out to committee members, and we could go over that. Is there any people like that for the first item on the agenda?
Jane Gatewood for the stack.
You have the floor, Jane.
It seems to me that at our last meeting or so, we were asking for some kind of direction or information from the CFO concerning the feasibility of getting completed with the 2013 or 2014. Was there something outstanding in terms of communication with the CFO about this process? I just can't remember. Did we have some outstanding business?
This is Kim.
Kim, you have the floor.
Well, we had that closed session where we made that recommendation to the PNB, and it was revised. I mean, I can get the exact wording, but basically we made a motion to request the IED and the CFO to hire accountants who know Great Plains to help finish up 2013 and 14,
okay.
And that was revised at the PNB, so
and passed
out the accountants or who know Great Plains. So it was just to hire some people.
Fred, could I have the floor again, Jane?
Yes, Jane.
It's coming back to me. I saw some email interchanges that made me realize that some of you guys know stuff that I don't know because I wasn't aware of some PNB actions. So in addition to status of 2013 audit, just like an update on any PNB actions related to the audit, so if you could just add that to the agenda so I'd be sure what's going on.
Clear. Okay, I'm putting it down.
Okay, so you want status and an update on PNB actions.
Yes, and regarding 2013 and 2014.
Okay. Hey, any more suggestions for the agenda for tonight?
Do we have minutes to approve?
Oh, yeah, yes.
I did send out minutes from the last meeting.
And these are minutes from which meeting? The
November meeting.
Okay. That was what, November 28th, something
like that?
Okay.
Would you want to put approve schedule
okay.
the next meeting at the end of this meeting?
Okay.
Okay. So we have four items for tonight.
Move to approve.
Okay. Is there any? There's no more addition. Is there any more additions to the agenda? Hearing none. Would you like to approve the agenda for tonight?
Well, Jane just moved it. Are there any objections?
Are there any objections? Hearing none, we have an agenda. Okay, the next meeting of the audit committee will be in February. Should be around. I had my scheduler here. Should be the fourth Thursday of February. I believe that's the 24th. Let's see if I can pull that up again. Yes, that would be February 24th, 2015, and that's a Tuesday.
It's available?
I don't have it. I haven't had a chance to look on kpftx.org, but finance has a meeting set for that date also, I believe. In any case, that's the next scheduled meeting, unless there's a new audit committee formed by then. So, I guess the next item that notice is made. Kim, minutes for November of.
William would comment on that next meeting.
Are there any comments?
Point of information, please.
Okay.
You said. February 24th? Is that the date you said?
Yes.
Okay. There is no Finance Committee meeting on that date yet. So there is no Finance Committee meeting, NFC, on that date yet. It's available. So.
Well, there's no conflict between audit and finance. We can both have our meetings at the same time. And we do. Yeah. Is there any objection to February 24th? Hearing none, that's our next meeting will be February 24th.
Okay, this is William. I still have a comment on that.
You want to make your comment?
Yes. Fred, you said that there may be a new audit committee. I guess what you mean is that there may be new members selected. But it won't be like a replace us in that sense. The committee will still exist, and there'll be new members, perhaps.
Right. I mean, by next month there may be possibly a 2015 audit committee, or they may not. If there isn't, this committee will continue to meet. I think that's that seems to be appropriate given the status of Pacifica at this point with its financial situation. If we can be of some use, I would suggest we meet. If there's a new committee formed by February, I will pass the baton to that committee. Those of us that are holdovers will be part of that committee, and those of us who aren't will go where we go. Is there anybody else want to make a comment about this committee meeting in February?
Jane Gateway for the SEC.
Jane, you have the floor.
I'm just now looking at the minutes from that Kim sent out today, and I noticed that the approval of minutes from October were postponed until next month. And I, for one, do not recall them, but I do think that this committee should attempt to approve all minutes, outstanding minutes. So I'm not sure if we are prepared to approve these minutes or not, but whatever corrections or concerns there were about October, I think at the very least we do need to do that. I'm sorry that we may not be prepared to do it tonight, but I would move that we confirm the meeting on the fourth Tuesday of February, with the understanding that there may be some calls to reschedule as a result of new membership composition, and if that occurs, then it will be dealt with.
This is Kim.
Kim, you have the floor.
I very much doubt that the PNB will get it together by February, and ditto at the local stations. I think we can pretty much count on staying intact.
This is Don for the stack.
Don, you have the floor.
Well, KBFA just did elect new people to the PNB this past Saturday. So what you're saying, Kim, I gather, is no other station has done that thus far?
No.
KBFA has.
This is Kim.
TFW has.
This is Kim. I'll explain.
Kim, you have the floor.
PNB directors have been elected. We will officially get seated on Thursday night. There is no in-person meeting scheduled. My understanding is that the bylaws say that no business can happen until there's an in-person meeting. Whether that bylaws is about to be broken or not, I don't know. It might. But it will still take a while for the committees to be selected, I think, and as well for the local stations. There's a lot of stuff going on. It may happen, it may not, but it's more to do with that the PNB doesn't have a schedule to meet anytime.
May I remind people that the PNB also must select a convener for this committee.
Chair, Jane,
you have the floor.
I did make a motion that we confirm the fourth Tuesday as the next meeting date, with the understanding that there may be calls to reschedule this as a result of requests from PNB members or others, and if that occurs, it will be dealt with.
This is Kim. I just took down that date was approved without objection. I mean, if it gets canceled, it gets canceled. You know?
I don't think that. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's not have crosstalk. Jane, you have the floor again if you want to respond.
Yeah, I didn't hear that it was approved without objection. That's what I was asking. That's why I asked to have clarity on that. Did we approve that?
There were objections, and I wrote it down.
Chair?
My ruling is I didn't hear any objections, so we will tentatively set the 24th as our next meeting date. If there are new developments by the PNB, I guess we'll have to take that into consideration. I guess I'm ruling that I didn't hear objections, therefore the 24th will be set as our next meeting date. That's still 4 weeks away. A lot can happen in that time, I suspect. Are we finished with this item?
Hopefully.
Yes. Well, the next item on the agenda is the minutes for 11:28, and also for and Jane has asked if we include the October minutes also. So, Kim, have you sent out the minutes for November?
Uh huh. I sent them out late. I'm sorry. I hadn't done them, and I was doing them this afternoon, and there was a little. the audio sort of ends not at the end of the meeting, and I noted
didn't get
that.
Rid of the stack.
Okay, Jane, I've got you. Are there any, I guess I should ask the chair, are there any corrections to the November minutes? I have not seen them because I'm not at a computer where I can get any email at this point. So I have not seen the minutes. Are there any, does anybody have any corrections to the November minutes?
Jane Gatewin.
You have the floor, Jane.
Yeah, I noticed that it ends with a statement. The audio ended here, so there's no record of what occurred after the last line in the minute. So I think that maybe other committee members can assist in recreating what happened after the, for whatever reason, the recording stopped, because they don't appear to be complete from my reading.
This is Kim.
Kim, you have the floor.
We were in the middle of voting on the motion to have a closed session, so we sort of know how that ended. We had the closed session, and that was, as I recollect, the end of the meeting. So,
was there a report back of the what happened in the closed session?
We reported that out after the closed session, so that's already done.
Jane Gatewood.
Jane, you have the floor.
So the record of the meeting from October, right now the minutes that we have, they just kind of end with a statement that the recording ended here, right? I mean, maybe it's just
right.
My phone isn't delivering everything, but it looks like there's something else needed to complete those minutes, right?
Yeah,
well,
William for the stack.
It's a question. I'm sorry.
Okay,
that's
Jane,
what it
are
said.
You
it ended.
Kim.
So.
William, you have the floor.
Yeah, I tend to see what Jane is seeing, and when I look on kpftx.org, I got well over 2 hours of meeting, and I just listened to the last few minutes of it, and what's not in the, and that's not in the minutes. So I think this is incomplete, needs to be finished.
This is Kim. Can I explain?
Kim, you have the floor.
Okay. So this afternoon, I downloaded the minutes from the November meeting, and I put it on my little iPad, my little MP3 player. Part two of what I downloaded today from what William was looking at was part two of the October meeting. Now, I didn't go back to KPFTX. I thought, I think I downloaded it, that meeting before, and I had, so I still had it in my downloads. So I went back and listened to part two from when I originally downloaded it, and that was the correct date, and that's the one that ended. So somehow, what William is seeing is part one of November meeting, and part two is the end of the October meeting. So that's why there's stuff at the end of that October meeting. Because I was listening to part two, and was like, what? This is, you know, it was like this happened a month ago. It's a screw-up. I don't know what to say. What is on my minutes is what is on the audio. If there's other audio, I don't know where it is, and the audio ended.
Jane Gatewood.
Okay, Jane, you have the floor. Kim, you're finished?
Yeah.
I took the signature at her word when she said the audio ended there. I mean, if actually there is audio.
But there are a few people who reported on this
one. I couldn't hear that.
I don't know. Somebody else said something. Perhaps the recording is available and it can be located and placed in its proper place, but regardless of whether or not that occur, what my suggestion was that perhaps one or more members might be willing to assist in recreating what actually occurred, because regardless of whether we have audio, we would want to have the minutes be as accurate a representation as possible of what occurred. So, I mean, I appreciate the fact that without a recording, it's hard to get it exactly right. But I know I can't remember. I totally can't remember. I'm hoping that perhaps one or more members on the call might have better recollection than I can do and can help offer enough to provide a reasonably complete and accurate record of what occurred at our October meeting, regardless of whether there's a recording.
This is Kim.
Kim, I'd like to say something. I'll work with you in trying to recreate as much, you know, of the lost minutes as possible. I might be able to help remember some of the things that took place.
This is Kim.
You have the floor.
If you read the minutes, and I listened to the whole thing, as I explained, we were finishing voting up on having a closed session and the date of that closed session. I believe that was the end of the meeting. So there is some procedural voting that went on. Now, you know, you can recreate anything you want, but the gist of the meeting is in those minutes. Now, perhaps somebody wants to move to postpone these until the next meeting, and I would be happy to do that.
Hello?
Or I would be happy to hear that.
Did somebody just join the audit committee?
No, I think
somebody left. Okay.
Would somebody like to move to postpone these to the next meeting, and we can deal with both sets
this
of minutes?
This is Hank. I'll make that motion.
Thank you.
Okay, is there any objection to postponing the November and October minutes until the next meeting? Hearing none, minutes are postponed. Okay, let's move on to the status of the 2013 audit, which is the next point. And maybe also plus an update to any PMB actions in the last period of time.
Jane Gate for the SAC. Could we move that item up?
You want the update first before the status?
I'm thinking it'd be quicker. If nobody objects, I'd like it.
Okay.
Yep. I agree.
Hearing no objections, we're moving the PMB update up as the next item on the agenda. Kim, you want to start your report?
I don't have the exact wording, but basically the PNB, I mean, do you all recall our motion, which was to recommend to the IED and the CFO that they hire qualified accountants and who know Great Plains on a temporary basis to help finish the 2013 audit and get going on the 2014 audit? That was the motion we passed out of committee. The PNB took out the words accountants and Great Plains Software. So they just basically said the IED and the CFO should hire people to help finish the audit. So that's what happened.
Well, that's not all that happened, right? Didn't they hire somebody?
Hello, is that...
I will go on. I just want to make sure you understand the motion part.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, to my knowledge, they have not hired anybody in New York or Washington, which was at issue. At KPFK, they finally understood that we needed a new person there, and about a week and a half ago, KPFK got what appears to be a very qualified person that knows Great Plains Software. She is basically going to have to do the entire 2014 year in order for us to be ready for the 14 audit. I can't say what the national office is going to do. I've heard various things. Well, they're just going to hire people in the national office, and I I can't keep track, so it's unknown to me what's happening. Maybe Hank has more understanding, but that's as good as it gets for me. I mean, it'll make a little more sense when you hear where the status of the 2013 audit is, so...
Don for the stack.
Donald, you have the floor.
But maybe Hank does want to respond first. I'm happy to defer.
Hank, are you still on the call?
Yes. No, I think that's pretty accurate. I don't have any anything I would add to that except that the girl at KPFT or the woman at KPFT had been doing KPFT, WPF. And WBAI, and I think maybe that's no longer the case, but I haven't gotten a direct update from Dwayne Bradley on that in several weeks now, so probably since they passed it, at least.
Thank you, Hank. Obviously, the CFO has been making a number of reports to the PNB over the last few weeks, and there's a lot of things that have been said, but not, we haven't seen a lot of action in terms of completion of the audit.
Okay.
Donald, you have the floor?
Yeah, I do want to have the floor, because, I mean, the way you and Kim are phrasing this, it sounds like nothing happened between the last time we met and now. And something did happen. We passed the resolution here. We passed the motion here. It was Kim's, substituting for mine. That did go to the PNB. The PNB agreed. I don't know what the language of theirs was. And the national office did hire somebody at KPFK who, as Kim just said, appears to be competent, but likely is pretty competent and is plowing through what she needs to plow through. So that's a major accomplishment, because the last time we met, KPFK was the real red flag going on here. That, as Kim, I'm paraphrasing you now, Kim, the person there didn't know what they were doing. I'm not done. Now what I'm hearing is that, we haven't completed the stuff on the East Coast. But there was somebody at KPFT who was responsible to do that. So that's the missing piece of information right now for me. Has that person completed those stations or not?
This is Kim.
You have the floor, Kim.
Yeah, I mean...
And then Jane Gatewood, please.
Jane. There are two issues. One is the 2013 audit, and what they did not address that in terms of the East Coast stations, which originally was painted as what was really holding down the 2013 audit. From the schedules I got today, I was unaware of how much KPFK still needed to do on the 2013 audit. Mostly, my issue with K at the time was merely to address the 2014 audit, because that's what I was aware of, that we were going to have to do that whole thing. So nothing has been done in order to move the 2013 audit to completion.
And who was telling you that?
Who was telling me what?
Who's saying that nothing's being done about 2013? Where are you getting that?
From the schedule still outstanding that we got from the auditor today. Take a look at it. I mean, A is almost done, but not quite. But the other, the other stations have still stuff that they don't have. The auditors do not have. And they cannot finish until they get it.
Okay, so maybe we need to, I'm sorry for crosstalk here, maybe we need to look at those documents together as a group now and actually understand what's missing and how much more needs to be done.
All right.
Because I certainly don't understand these documents, and Kim, you apparently do.
Well, a little more, but, I understand when there's a lot of stuff on the page, like, wow, they still need a lot of stuff.
And yeah, but, that's my problem with all of this, is like we're amateurs trying to figure out what professional auditors are trying to do. It would be much better if they had informed you or us or whoever they're supposed to inform that, you know, this is major, this is minor, this is intermediate, this will take a day of work, this will take a week or a month. It would be very useful to know what we're talking about so we don't use words that misconstrue what the reality is inadvertently.
All right. Well, we can look for it quickly and just see what we can see.
Kim, do you have the schedule, the information from the auditor in front of you?
We all do, if you open your emails.
I'm location where I can't.
Okay, so thanks. Let's look at the first one.
Jane Gatewood said.
Jane, you have the floor.
Yeah, I just wanted to make one comment about the reflection that I heard from Donald suggesting a new piece of information with regard to the person at KPFT covering being responsible for PFW and BAI. That was something that we did talk about last month, but I can easily see how it might have gotten lost in the confusion. But I'm very interested to review these this information that was shared with us. I think that we are making progress. It's not obviously not as fast as we want it to be, but I think that it is good to hear that there's been that there has been some positive progress in K, and I'm very interested in looking over the schedule. So I just want to make that comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. Who's this has to be on the stack?
Hi.
Hank, you have the floor.
I would point out to everybody that this is a long-standing problem. It's not just this year or last year. The stations repeatedly turn in books that are incomplete, don't turn them in on time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's endemic within the Pacifica.
Hank, your voice is breaking up. I'm not sure if other people are having that problem.
We are.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm saying that the issue, the books not being done correctly, is pandemic within the network. It's been going on for several years at least, and we continually don't put the audit recommended controls that come with each audit, and we are just neglecting to do that station by station.
Okay, this is Kim.
Kim, you have the floor.
All right. Okay, let me just briefly give you, these are repeat on most, for part one. All of the stations, including the national office, have apparently made loans to employees, like what do you call it, where they ask for an advance. I know I've seen a lot of it at KPFK. They're asking for confirmation of those, reconciliation, okay? There are check sequence gaps from all the stations that they want explanations and copies of so-called, avoided checks. And they want responses and explanations for journal entry selections. That's all they have here. On PFW, they have a question about an inventory item for window decals that were apparently maybe used for premiums. I actually did see that and sent a follow-up to the auditors asking if there is a actual reconciliation between MEMSIS and the premiums and the fulfillment, are they actually doing that? Because I know at K, we have a lot of people complaining they never get premiums, and I know that's going on at some of the other stations, so that's a question I had about that, and I don't know what those controls are.
Kim, wait a minute. Which document are you looking at that you're talking about?
The first one.
Which
What's
is what?
What's the name of it?
Station
the name of
open
it?
Item list.
Station open item list. Right?
Yeah, and you click on the tabs on the bottom line to see
yeah.
each station.
Okay, so got it. So you want to walk through these systematically or what?
Well, all of them have the same things that I just said. You know, they're asking for reconciliation of the pay, of the payable balances to the employees where advances were made. Okay, they're all asking for some checks that were not in order or were voided, and just a general explanation for journal entry selections, which I think are on other, which are on other of these spreadsheets where they break those down. KPFA is asking for revised adjusting journal entries to reconcile accrued expenses balance for general ledger to agree with supporting schedule provided. So something isn't working out there, and they're asking, you know, for them to fix it.
Okay, but that should not be like a three-week exercise. That should maybe take a couple of hours.
I have no idea, you
okay.
know.
All right, so we're all flying blind in terms of what these requests actually mean in terms of how much staff time needs to be devoted to getting this right.
Yeah, I can't tell how much of a mess things are and what's not reconciling. I mean, I just, you know, yeah, we don't know. And
so maybe we could ask the auditor just that. How big a deal are you?
I don't think so. I don't think that's appropriate. And I mean, you could ask the
CFO.
We should
ask Raul, then.
Yeah. What's his estimation of when this stuff is going to get done?
Well, no. What I'm asking is how many staff time at each station will it require to meet these open items from the auditor? Raul can only depend on the information he gets from the stations. He can't independently make that statement, I don't believe.
He's got to have an idea of how much work this is and what they don't have.
Okay, let's ask him.
So the second document is just a list of the checks that they want explanation for. And that's, you know, pretty obvious.
Yeah. And then, those are the outstanding stations as well as the national office.
Yeah, that all have missing checks out of sequence or checks that were voided that they want to see the, you know, what was voided.
No, I don't think that's a big deal. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and then the third one is actually the general ledger mistakes from each station.
Mm-hmm. And what does JE stand for?
Journal entry.
Okay, thank you.
So that just means the journal entry, which was this. Let's see, with KPFT, the first one. What am I opening up? A. Well, I'm opening up A, it's the first one. So these were things that, I don't know, went in the debit and should have gone the credit. I don't really know. I don't really know what these are, you know. I just know there are a lot of them, and it has to do with the way they're mostly accounting for payroll and the assorted taxes and that kind of stuff. And all the stuff assorted, you know, having to do with payroll, the way they're accounting for it. And the way it's getting to the national office, apparently. So, but more than that, I don't know. I just know there's something messed up here.
So there's no estimate in terms of how many, you know, how many days or weeks work this this represents.
No. You know, depends on how much of a mess it is. I don't know what the problem is.
Okay, now WPFW is not on this list. Does that mean they're clean?
I would guess. Yeah.
One would hope. And KPFT looks pretty close. They just
yep.
have one item there.
Yeah.
Grants receivable versus deferred income is the same amount, so.
Well, the deferred income has to do probably with that second part of the CPB money that they didn't get, and I know that that's also, well, both of them, yeah, are are something the way they accounted for the second half of the CPB grant that we didn't get in 2012. Because
mm-hmm.
that's on all the stations.
Yeah.
So, yeah, T is good. And WBAI doesn't have that much. Wow, they're not that bad.
And they don't have much of a budget.
Well, they still did have, employees then. They only had a problem in March. Yeah, I don't know. KPFK has a lot. And A has a lot.
No.
And, you know, we were never really told that there was a lot of stuff at KPFK. So this is sort of, that's new.
Okay, so I assume that, I'm sorry for the crosstalk here, but everybody else is quiet, so I'm just going to speak for a moment. So you got this from the auditor or from Raul?
No, from the auditor.
Okay, so we assume that Raul has this information?
Yes, he does. He was on the thread.
Okay.
He was Raul was definitely on the thread. So he was notified of our communications with the auditor.
Okay. Great.
I mean, if we want to send an email to Raul from the committee that we create right now saying, you know,
can you give us estimates of how much time it'll take? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's appropriate.
So do you want to move that, Donald?
You can move it, Kim. I'll second it.
I've stayed out between the two of you during this discussion, but so there's a motion on the floor to request from Raul. Are you going to send a written version of the motion, Kim?
I'm writing it down. Move to request from CFO estimation of how long it will take to complete to
get
supply this information to the auditor.
This is Hank to the stack.
Hey, Hank, you have the floor.
I would recommend we ask the CFO and the auditor and see how they compare as well.
Good.
Is there any objection?
Yes, I do.
You want to respond, Kim?
Well, the auditor would have no idea how long our people would take to complete this. I mean, quite frankly, this audit was started in October. I think the auditor thought that it would be done by then. I have a feeling that he has no idea why it's taking this long. This is like does not appear to be normal business practice. You understand that the price of our audit has like doubled because this is taking so long and it's so slow, and this is an extra man hours from Armenino. So I'm disinclined to bother them with our internal stuff and further embarrass us. Like, well, we don't know, and we don't know if if the CFO will report to us. So we're asking you.
Somebody want to respond?
Yeah, I do. This is Hank.
Go ahead, Hank.
Armenino did our stuff last year. They know how dysfunctional we are. They've had it firsthand. Second, they're in the business of knowing what needs to be done, and they know how long it takes to do these things in general. Now, their estimate will likely vary from our estimate, but it will give us some rational footing on which to base the estimate we get from the CFO and what we should be able to really expect in normal circumstances. I know Pacifica is not necessarily what one might call normal circumstances in any good times or bad times, but we need some realistic stuff here, not just Pacifica stuff. If we listen to our own wheels turning all the time, we're never going to become functional. We need to start having realistic world view on what happens within Pacifica. And I think that having the comparison from our CFO and the auditor will, A, give us a little up on what how bad things are internally versus how they are in the rest of the auditing world, audited world.
I second the sentiment that Hank is expressing. I think asking the professionals how long they think it should typically take would be extremely useful to hold our people to the fire.
This is Donald, not Robert.
No, it's Donald.
This is Kim.
Kim, you have the floor.
I put Hank's down as an amendment to my motion. I will vote against it, and I don't think I can physically send it to the auditor. I mean, I just think it's too embarrassing to ask that kind of stuff, and they will not answer it. They are getting paid by the national office. They are not going to say anything against the CFO. I mean, that's what they have to do professionally. So they're not gonna respond to it, and I think it's inappropriate for us to ask them to report on how our CFO is doing. That's for us to be able to evaluate the CFO, which is not being done.
Everybody quiet their phone. We're getting a lot of noise on the line.
I also think that maybe Kim shouldn't be telling us what the auditor would and would not say.
I'm giving you my opinion.
Okay.
Based on previous experience.
Robert Stack.
Robert, you have the floor.
Yeah, I'm looking at this document 3. First of all, the first document, which I can get a spreadsheet to open on, the different divisions are all given a number code at the bottom with the
right.
station or
right.
national.
Right.
And so, you know, all of the things on the third document, somewhere on there, that number code is reflected in the inquiry. And this process, I think, is that the general or the ledger journal entries were made, and somehow it's incorrect. And they're wanting information so they can figure out how to correct it. So that, you know, like on the KPFT, there's just that one item. It's dealing with grant receivable, grant payable. And they want to know why that was entered in that way. And that may not have been the correct way to enter into the journal the fact that they realized by the end of the year they weren't going to get that money.
Right.
And so if they explain that in a simple paragraph to the auditor can make a determination if that journal entry is correct or if it needs to be moved somewhere else in order for the final product to make sense. And so, like a lot of those I saw for the other stations, it's like FICA payments and pension payments and stuff. Like, why would you need an explanation for that? Isn't that explanation enough? But there's something funny in the journal entry they're seeing that does not compute. And so, I guess in terms of the discussion about, I agree with Kim that, you know, the auditor is going to say, well, this should have been done by October 30th. You know, I don't think they're going to give us a more, you know, clearer explanation than what maybe they expected, which was October 30th. So I don't know, you know, exactly what the point is there. Maybe a question about how can we help you facilitate getting the information you need would be a better question to ask rather than how long should this take. And maybe the mere process of us asking that might be, you know, a clue to the people, the personnel in the stations to address these questions.
This is Kim.
Kim, you have the floor.
Yeah, I think they're just asking, you know, the national office to correct these things. And what part of what he said is in his email was, their numbers are not matching the CFO's numbers. And what he said was, in the next day, I'm going to sit down with the CFO and try and figure out where we have a discrepancy and why this is coming out. So,
well, if that's all it is, then why don't we just let that happen?
Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, they're kind of coming down to the wire of working this out. And it's just that, you know, their numbers are not matching Raoul's, and they got to sit down and figure it out. And, you know, that they don't know how to account for those grant payments. I mean, they'll work it out somehow because, you know, that's what accountants do.
And our inserting ourselves into that discussion is not going to be helpful.
Right.
Hank, do you still want to put forth your amendment to ask the auditor?
Well, if we feel like that's the right attitude to take, we don't need any of this.
Right.
We don't need to ask the CFO. We don't need to ask the auditor. Just let them work it out, and we'll get the results.
One way or the other.
Exactly.
Well, what does the committee want to do with this this motion?
Defer it. Table it. For next
Is that amenable to you, Kim?
I guess. I guess it's all just hopeless. It's nothing really we can do. And I guess. I mean, I can, you know, certainly I can ask the CFO to report to the PNB, you know, if we have meetings, and do it like that and see where we get there.
Well, wait a minute. You're contradicting yourself. You said they're getting very close to solving stuff. So let them solve it. If they don't solve it, you know, by the time we, you know, but in 2 weeks, then, you know, we deal with it.
Well, we're not meeting for a month, and all I can say is if the PNB does meet before then, I'll say, hey, can you include in your report, Mr. CFO, you know, an update on the audit? I know the whole PNB is also curious about this as well, and there will probably be more. And plus, we're going to have new members on the PNB, and they will also be curious and want a report on that.
Yeah.
Well, Robert is new on the PNB, and he will be ahead of the curve on that. But I just want to point out that it's clear that the 2014 is not going to get done by March, and thus we are again going to forfeit $1.1 million from CPB. And that's what's really distressing to me.
All right. So this is Donald for the SAC.
Lawrence for the SAC.
I'm sorry. Lawrence?
Now.
Yes.
So, Kim, you just made, you know, a prediction. And my concern about that prediction is this. If they are, in fact, able to finish the 2013 audit fairly quickly, let's assume in a week or two, God willing, they then already have the experience what they need to generate for the 2014 audit. Wouldn't we be hopeful that they can do that a lot more quickly than they've done the 2013 audit? Or are you assuming, Kim, that folks at these stations, and of course we know two of the stations don't have business managers to do the work, so you're saying it's hopeless? And I'm not so hopeless, given that, you know, they're going through this exercise. And if we're going to use the same auditors, which I think we are, Armanino, for the 2014 audit, then and Raoul then has this under his belt, then maybe it can go a lot more quickly on the 2014 audit.
Jane Gateway for the SAC.
I've got you, Jane.
Well, I can respond to that or just take my turn on the SAC.
Well, I was going to respond that the... that Armenio responded on the engagement letter for 2014 that they want to complete the 2013 audit before they generate that for us. So I can't say where this, you know, that's all I can say on the status of the 2014. Lawrence, you have the floor.
Okay, so, you know, I don't feel as hopeless, and I don't want to feel as hopeless about this, about communicating with interested parties such as the CFO and the auditors, because, I'm in the mode where I want to struggle and engage in struggle to get that CPB money. So whatever we can do to put pressure on the responsible parties, then I believe that's one of the things we should do. So, and also the PNB is meeting, I believe, this Thursday. So, you know, maybe Kim could also add some questions there of the CFO. I won't be there.
And Hank to the stack when you get a chance.
Sure. Jane, you have the floor next.
A question and a comment. The question is, if Armanino has, if the PMB has approved engaging Armanino for the 2014 audit, that's a question. And then the comment is, given that there, the PMB will be convening afresh this in 2 days, I wonder if a brief report from the from this committee should be outlined and approved before we adjourn tonight, and that should not be transmitted to the full board, just expressing some of the sentiments that I heard Lawrence just express.
Thank you, Jane. Hank?
All right, could you answer the question first?
Who?
About Armanino being engaged.
Armanino said that they haven't. They're not going to generate an engagement letter for 2014 until they complete the 2013 audit.
Thank you,
Hank. You have the floor.
Well, it's been approaching 2 years since we actually received any money from CPB, and if we had spent the last almost 2 years now working on fundraising at the national level, we would have $1.1 million spread between five stations by doing that. We spent so much time bemoaning not having CPB money that, and this PMB entirely rejects the idea of talking about raising money. We could have it if we would just do the work, just like we would have the CPB funds if the bookworks had just been done at all five stations. Pacifica just doesn't do the work. We could do the work and just raise the money ourselves instead of all the hoopla about CPB and the crying and whining about it. I understand it's relatively easy money, but we don't have it. And we could have had the money by now through just doing the work of raising the money. That's all.
Thank you, Hank.